Huddy and Frank show. You're in for a treat right now, because if you're just not joining us, we have our very special guest in the studio. He is one of the stars of That Sex Show. It's going to premiere Monday, February 4th. Two live broadcasts starting at 11 p.m. on the East Coast and West Coast. On the Logo channel, he is, I like to say your name like this, Dougal Frassier.
Yes, I heard. That makes me sound like Scottish royalty.
I know, doesn't it though?
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's Dougal Frassier. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a high chair.
It is
you
very,
are.
And he's
going
six,
on?
Frank, he's 6 foot seven anyway, yeah. And now we've got him.
He's a giant.
I'm like hunched over like an old madam.
Sorry. Yeah, can we? Yeah. You could probably just.
I could kneel. Yeah. Right, because you know I've done that before. It is That Sex Show.
Yeah, Dougal Frassier is a. He's known as the.
Oh, this is Heidi, by the way. I don't know if you've met her yet.
Oh,
yeah, we've met. We go way back. About a year or so, anyway, because that's how long it's taken. I'm actually. I wanted Dougal to be here when I announced that a week from today, right?
Yeah.
February 4th, That Sex Show on Logo, and Frank. Buckle in, because I'm going to be up until midnight every night.
She's never sleeping again.
Yeah, when do you plan on going to bed?
I don't know how that's going to work, but I am hosting That Sex Show, and we go live two times a night, one for the East Coast and one for the West Coast. And it's Dougal, who's the queer eye with a third eye.
The queer guy with the third
eye. What did I say?
I said queer eye.
Yeah. He's got a real queer eye. He can tell you what works and what doesn't. A queer guy. Yeah, queer guy with a third eye.
I predict outfits.
Yeah. And I'm obsessed with him because, you know, I'm always, I try.
She's a freak. Yeah. Believe me, I've known her for years.
I believe in all of that stuff. I believe that he has a gift.
Has he freaked you out yet? I mean, as far as like something personal towards you, do you like, you know what? And it freaked you out.
I haven't really read you yet.
No, you have. He said, I promise you this. Just don't ever ask me to read you. And I said, okay. He said, if I see something, I will tell you.
Right.
Otherwise, and so
how often does that happen? You just see something
all day. Well, I try not to tell people that because it's annoying, and then everybody asks questions. But I'm a clairvoyant, so whenever I'm looking at someone, I will see color and energy, and then things will flash in my head. It's kind of like cosmic charades. It doesn't make any sense, but it's not a gift. Everybody's psychic. I teach people how to tune.
That's what I think's cool. Like you have the gift, and I have the gift, and he does. He just knows how to tap into it and use it. He teaches other people how to.
It's called. Acid. Yeah. LSD.
Mushrooms for days.
He got trapped in a trip.
You know, like how you have, how you think about somebody and then all of a sudden the phone, you look down, your phone rings and it's like they're calling you. Is that kind of like
yeah,
what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, it's exactly that.
Like,
I mean,
you sense that they were calling you? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that if you're tuned into your heart will tell you what the right decisions are to make, who to connect with, you know, what direction you're supposed to go in. And I just learned how to quiet my mind to tune into what my intuitive body was actually connecting with.
Now, you don't want to call it a gift, but what about your, what do you call it?
I feel like I've come down from the bell tower in this place.
Sorry. This is a whole new setup.
Old wizard.
And you were talking about Miss Cleo earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
I worked for her. Sad story. I got fired.
Oh, no. But you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't keep people on the phone long enough. Yeah. But anyway, that's another story.
Wow.
So, what was I going to say?
I don't
tell me.
Yeah. You want to talk about That Sex Show on Logo?
That's right. That Sex Show on Logo.
So, yeah, so people call up with love problems and you can tell them what direction they're love is going, whether they can get out or not. I mean, that's kind of a huge responsibility to claim that, hey, I know this guy's doing this.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
He
right.
senses things.
So my job is the psychic. You know, we have a panel of four people. We've got a therapist. We've got an ex-porn star. We've got myself, the psychic, and our friendly lesbian right here. And my job is to uncover...
Friendly? Why aren't you friendly here?
Well, I figure I want to be...
Television's a different medium. Totally different. It's a whole other art form. So my job is to uncover something that perhaps the caller isn't aware of. So let's say they've got anxiety about asking someone out at work or something like that. I can let them know whether or not it's a green light and they should go for it. If they want to propose, whether or not it's the right fit, whether or not someone's cheating. I kind of uncover a layer that they weren't aware of.
The cheating layer.
Oh. Yeah.
But, so if they're calling about cheating, you probably can kind of imagine that the guy is probably cheating if they're calling a show about it, right?
Not necessarily. We've had test calls before with a girl who's just like overly paranoid and insecure, you know, wanting to search the cell phone. And a lot of people can't accept when they're actually getting genuine love. And so my job is to kind of tune in and confirm you're with the right person. Don't sabotage it, because a lot of people sabotage a good relationship.
Right. So am I with the right person?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But here's
the interesting thing. Yeah. You're no offense. You struggle with communication. You're extremely mental.
Oh, how good is so, Dougal? How
extremely
good is
mental?
This guy?
Yeah. Here's the thing. There's a great book. You should read this book. It's called The Five Languages of Love.
I've read it.
See? And you're a provider. Yeah. You like to do things for people. So you have to remember that your wife actually wants to hear that you L-O-V-E her. but you're more like, but I just, you know, I tended to the lawn.
Hey, I go, you know, I bring home a paycheck.
Yeah.
That's love.
Right, but that's your deal.
Right.
But you get that from your dad, which we could talk about for hours.
Yeah.
And the other thing about your energy, you've got blue and yellow, which is like a self-starter that's very independent. So you're all about providing. Your issue this lifetime is not creating like a world and an empire that everybody around you enjoys and you just watch. You have to jump in there and actually participate. Do you see him getting nervous?
No, I'm like...
This is...
Now,
how good is this guy? Yeah, he's really amazing. And what I love too, this is awesome. We were talking one day, he goes, now Frank, because he didn't know about, you know, doesn't know about your personal
life. First time we've met.
Yeah.
And he goes, three children. And I go, two.
That's
funny.
And
he's like, And I went, oh my God, I have to say that on the air. So either there's one more on the way, or you left one in Kentucky or something.
How old is this third child?
37.
Oh, wow. Possibility.
That math could work. No, we're really, really excited about the show. And you know, Katie Morgan, who I think is going to come in later in the week to talk about it. You spend 30 seconds with her, and your mind, you just go... You learn things in 30 seconds that most people don't live it.
I loved her when she did that, I think it was an HBO special where she did something about sex. And she did the whole show naked.
Naked. I know. This is the first time I've ever worked with someone and I was like, so I've seen your vagina.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Heidi.
It is weird to sit next to somebody and go, wow, I've seen you do stuff. And she's essentially a coworker now.
Exactly.
And you're just like, well, this is weird. But in a way, it's so not weird. Like, she just owns it and has no problem sharing what she does, and it's awesome.
Dougal Fraser hanging out with us. He's one of the cast members of That Sex Show. Do you want to give somebody a reading on the show? Like, if they call in right now and ask you a question, you want to give them something like that?
I mean, my third eye is bloodshot from this time in the morning.
No, but... I know. It's early.
Exactly.
You want me to? Sure.
If you would like to call in and ask Dougal anything, 1-800-955-5567 is the number, and he can help you out with his third eye.
What about, Dougal, what about what you have? I know you don't like to call it a gift, but what do you have that you don't like about it?
I think people misunderstand it. The fact that, so here's the thing, and I'll get all new agey. I believe everybody comes to the planet with certain things that they're supposed to learn and know. My job is to tune into whether or not you're taking care of yourself emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Are you challenging yourself? Are you following your destiny? Are you speaking from your heart? But it doesn't mean that everything in your life is mapped out. So if we take a call, I'm going to tune into whether or not that person is blocked, whether or not they're stepping out of their comfort zone and really taking life, you know, as they should be. But it doesn't mean I can see lottery numbers. I don't know your social security number. You know, I don't know
who's going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't talk to the dead because they all say the same thing. They're happy and they miss you. So we've saved some time.
But do you see that?
Yeah, so I always say if a family member comes through me, they're really pushy. So it can happen. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about other...
Like, I want to talk about his dad for... It doesn't mean he's dead, but I want to talk about your dad. I want to talk about your dad for hours. Like, the entire time I look at him, I just wanted to... And I don't know why.
That's interesting.
But I feel like I could talk about him for hours, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't... So that's the thing. I don't know why. It's so... It feels like cosmic Tourette's. Like, I just...
Almost
talking to people helps you in a way because you have these feelings that you have. It's almost like a mystery you have to solve for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. I teach workshops because the whole thing is a lot of people give their power away to psychics. My husband hates when I say this because it's terrible for business, but I would prefer you not come to me. I would prefer you learn how to meditate, get quiet and get still and really figure out things on your own.
Yeah.
So I travel the world teaching workshops on how people can tune into their own intuition.
See, I can't quiet my mind at all. I
mean, well, that's the funny part about her energy.
I can't. I mean, like, I sit and I try. One of the things I would love to learn how to do is that transcendental meditation.
Yeah, that would be really good for you.
And I can't. I lay there in the quiet.
Is that where you leave your body?
No. That's like Ekankar, soul travel. Transcendental meditation is when you spend a lot of money for someone to give you a mantra to repeat over and over again. That's like in a nutshell.
Can you imagine talking to him when you're stoned?
I am stoned.
Soul travel, yeah.
We're going to come right back more with Dougal Fraser. He is a clairvoyant, psychic, sure. All the
psychic
good stuff.
Psychic extraordinaire.
Yes, he's on the show with us, and he's one of the stars of That Sex Show, along with our own Heidi Hamilton, who's going to be the host of that program.
Yes.
And that's going to start next Monday, the 4th of February at 11 p.m. So give us a call, 1-800-955-5567, if you want Dougal to give you a personal reading. We are Heidi and Frank.